This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. How do you accomplish compensating U.S. farmers for tariff losses? One way that I believe would achieve all of the Trump objectives would be for the CCC to buy soybeans and other commodities, removing them from the market, thus allowing prices to recover. He could start with 300 million bushels of soybeans and make assurances that they will buy more until soybean prices top $10 a bushel. That way farmers would get their income from the market and somebody would get paid to store beans indefinitely. There should be no time frame set on these loans. They can be rolled over for quality control. This would be like a strategic soybean reserve as they have in China. U.S. farmers would get paid from the market, and Chinese buyers have to pay the higher prices for the soybeans that they need to buy instead of getting a bargain from a depressed market. This achieves all three objectives of recovering net farm income, making farmers happy, while not subsidizing Chinese buyers. So let's just say that the CCC ends up owning 500 million bushels of soybeans. Restoring soybean trade will be one of the primary objectives of any trade deal with China. 500 million bushels of soybeans could not be dropped on the market without negative market consequences. My idea would be to sell these soybeans to China as part of a comprehensive trade deal over a period of a few years in order to minimize the impact of this supply on the market. This type of plan would work with non-perishable items and harder to pull off with fresh products like pork and lobsters. Something else that must be an objective of winning this trade war is the elimination of phyto non-science trade barriers. U.S. GMOs must no longer be barred. Farmers have to get something out of this trade war and should no longer have to put up with things like ractopamine meat bans. Ag Secretary Perdue says that they plan to reveal for Labor Day. That gives them some time to talk trade with the possibility of a trade resolution before then, making compensation a moot point. Still, there is financial damage being done that, unattended to, will have some negative political consequences for us. They have between Labor Day and the fall election to convince farmers that they'll get their ham back in one leg. As far as other help for farmers, the U.S. Senate passed the Farm Bill, by golly, with 84 votes. It's a lot different from the House bill, which wasn't bipartisan and just squeaked through. The Senate would never pass the House Farm Bill, which had tough work requirements for SNAP. The two bills will be very hard to reconcile in committee, and then very hard to pass both houses if they do. The House Freedom Caucus let the House bill go through, but will never support the reconciled bill. The reconciled bill should pick up support from some Democrats in the House. The Senate bill protects commodity checkoffs and gives the dairy industry $100 billion. The Senate bill was how they were supposed to pass legislation working together. 10-year German bunds traded near 0.3% recently, while the U.S. 10-year note traded 2.86%. Our German friends told me that their home mortgage rate was a little over 1%, which has encouraged investment in real estate, as money is essentially almost free there. The European Union economy has remained weak, dragged down by indebted nations and weak banking system in Italy. Interest rates cannot go up without threatening banks in a number of European Union member countries that would not pass a stress test. There are banks in Europe that would not be considered solvent now if subjected to U.S. rules for non-performing loans. The disparity in interest rates would push the global money flow to the U.S. and the dollar. That ends up hurting the U.S. commodity sector by inflating our dollar, making our goods more expensive in dollars than in euros. That makes it tough for us to sell to them and their products cheaper than they should be, which is at the heart of the Trump criticism when he says that they are taking advantage of us. I've never said that Trump was wrong about everything. Long-term subscribers know that I was ready for a trade war with the European Union when George W. was president. I think that the European Union has a good chance of breaking up, and those countries that want to do business in the United States will need to accept WTO rules regarding GMOs, hormone feeding, chlorine rinses, and so on that they currently use as trade barriers against us. Unfortunately, the WTO and WHO may not be around by then. A footnote on the weather. It would seem that there are weather gurus and some others who have to have a La Nina or El Nino or being headed toward one or the other in order to be comfortable. La Nina is over, so therefore get ready for an El Nino in press coverage. The 90-day SOI at 0.18 is about as neutral as you can possibly get. NOAA cites climate models that have El Nino coming back by fall at 50%. Flip a coin. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.